This is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, February 18th. I'm Lisa Young. Tri-County Health Network was recently awarded a $75,000 grant in the inaugural round of grant funding through the Colorado Safe Futures Fund for suicide prevention. According to reporting in the Montrose Daily Press, Montrose County lost 87 community members to suicide and 52 from firearms between 2020 and 2024, a stat that is sadly on par with the national average. Tri-County Network will use its grant allotment to support its lethal means safety efforts and to expand its We Are the Ones Who Partner to Protect campaign. More on this story is available online at montrosepress.com. Last week, high school students gathered at the state capitol meeting with legislators and calling on them to pass tighter gun laws. The event was part of an annual State House Advocacy Day for Colorado members of Students Demand Action. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio, KGNU's Don Davis reports that the focus this year was on a measure to tighten an existing ban on 3D printed guns.
About 125 students and another 20 or so parents from the Denver area gathered beneath the Gold Dome February 11th, filling the rotunda with speeches calling for stricter regulations on so-called ghost guns, firearms assembled from kits or 3D printed parts that can be difficult to trace. Zanna Prospero, a senior at Boulder's Fairview High School, shared with me why they were advocating.
Today we are talking to our legislators, our attorney general, the attorney general, senators, representatives at state capitol to really get them to understand that we need to pass Bill 1144 today, which is kind of like closing a huge loophole in the system where you can 3D print like parts of a gun and use that to kill people. So it was proposed and it was supposed to go through the House yesterday, but they got postponed. So we don't know when it'll actually be on the floor, but hopefully soon.
And I was speaking with the representative a little bit ago, and she said that she thought it would pass because of the bipartisanship of the bill. Do you agree?
I really think it will. I hope it will, because we kind of already have a similar bill passed. I think it was passed in 2023. But this bill is just kind of closing a huge loophole, because that one was just for like banning, I think, the frame of a gun, but you can still print parts of a gun and you shouldn't be able to do that still. So this is just closing a loophole of a bill that's already been passed, so they should pass it.
The students split into small groups, fanning out throughout the building to meet directly with state representatives and their staff, asking for support on proposed legislation.
At our school, there was a shooting involved with the 3D printing, with the 3D printed guns, so it's really important to us to close this loophole to keep our community safe.
What school are y'all from?
I'm from East.
I am too. I'm
from York Fields.
George Washington.
George Washington School.
The visit was part of a coordinated lobbying effort as the youth-led organization works to tighten restrictions on untraceable firearms in Colorado. This is the fourth year the student group has petitioned their grievances with the legislature.
My dad has a 3D printer at home, and so it's just like insane to me that people can create a firearm in like maybe overnight even, and then harm so many people. It's insane that it's not what this should be used for. It's really an awful idea from the beginning. So closing this loophole is a huge step in the right direction.
For KGNU, I'm Don Davis.
On today's Water Wednesday, drought is on everybody's mind right now as the state of Colorado reckons with a snowpack that is about half of normal and with the realities of sharing the Colorado River with other states. North Fork High School students, along with community members, met last week to play a game based on how communities can survive water scarcity. Marty Derlin reports.
Katja Schlosser works for the Center for Education, Engagement, and Evaluation at the Cooperative Institute for Research and Environmental Science at the University of Colorado Boulder. A former educator, Schlosser is also a hydrologist with a focus on snow science. She lives in Gunnison, and for more than a decade, she's worked with North Fork High School teacher Mike Munoz and his students using scenario-based role-playing games designed to make rural communities more resilient to hazards.
Tonight, students will be taking the role of community members and leaders, and they're going to be on kind of pretend basin roundtables. And their job will be to make investments in drought resilience strategies, which is something that our leaders are doing all the time to make our communities more resilient to drought. And then they'll see how that plays out in a game and seeing what impacts they experience based on what they invested in.
Besides the students who had been playing the game for several weeks, community members included staffers from the Western Slope Conservation Center, as well as Delta County Commissioner Wendell Kunst and former Paonia Mayor Neil Schwederman, both members of the Gunnison River Roundtable. Here's WSCC Outreach Coordinator Keisha Anderson playing an oil and gas foreman, followed by others at her table.
My goal is to produce as much oil and gas as possible while keeping my crew and the site safe.
I'm a ditch company manager, and my goal is to keep water moving, delivering irrigation water efficiently and reliably to my ranches and my neighbors.
My role is the U.S. Forest Service Forester. My goal is to manage the forest for as many uses while keeping the ecosystem healthy as the climate changes.
I'm a Department of Agricultural Representative. My goal is to ensure that local farmers and ranchers have access to state-provided resources to plan for drought.
I'm the Tribal Water Resources Division Leader, and my goal is to keep water resources healthy and sustainable for the tribes.
Each table representing different communities received 25 units of funding to invest in different strategies to mitigate the effects of drought. Here are a few of the strategies.
Fix and improve local water infrastructure. Establish a new water rate structure. Host a soil and water conservation workshop for local ranchers and farmers. Improve ditches and irrigation systems. Support mental health for farmers and ranchers. Develop a collaborative water sharing agreement. River habitat restoration project. Assess and mitigate fire risk to watershed health.
Schlosser read out each year's new forecast, and each group rolled the dice to determine what new challenges their communities were up against.
A year passes, snowpack is low, and there's very little rain. So now your community is in severe drought. So you have a whole new set of impacts. All right, you didn't get a lot of snow, not a lot of rain, so you all are taking 5 water droplets out.
At the end of the game, Commissioner Kunst introduced a video of Becky Mitchell, the director of the Colorado Water Conservation Board, as well as the Colorado Commissioner to the Upper Colorado River Commission.
The Colorado River is not broken, but we are. The river is doing exactly what rivers do when you take too much from them for too long. It's responding to reality, and right now, for some, that reality is inconvenient. For more than a century, we built a system on optimism and entitlement. We planned for abundance, labeled it normal, wrote it into law, and when the water showed up, we spent it. When it didn't, we blamed the weather, climate change, or each other. Anything but the simple math.
With these sobering thoughts, the game came to an end. Several days later, on Saturday, February 14th, the 7 states in the Colorado River Compact were unable to come to an agreement, and the U.S. Department of the Interior has taken over, saying it will proceed quickly with public comment and environmental analysis. The current agreement expires this fall. For the KVNF Regional News, I'm Marty Derlin.
That's your KVNF Regional Newscast. For more local and regional news, visit kvnf.org. I'm Lisa Young.